This podcast is brought to you by The Healthy Hub.
I need a bad one like you. You need a bad man like me.
Hello guys, and welcome to another episode of the Just to Kick It is a Blessing podcast with your host Keith Tupagatiramu. It's amazing to be here to record another podcast and to share another lovely story with you guys, you know. Today in the studio, I have a very, very special guest with me, you know, and without further ado, I will let him introduce himself.
Thank you. Thank you very much for having me here. My name is Collins Muthiora.
Yeah.
I'm 25 years old. So I studied genetics and molecular biology in Cyprus.
Cool.
I'm currently a Forex trader and also a Forex mentor.
Before we even get to why we are here or what we're going to talk about today, what is that that you said? Could you just explain to us a little bit?
Basically, it's about genes. I'm sure you know about genes.
Yeah.
We do deal with vaccine creation. You've heard now about the vaccine plant that was about to be started in Uganda. It's people like us who will be working there.
Yeah.
Also with helping assisted reproduction. Also when it comes to things like you've heard about genetically modified foods and organisms, those are the things we do. But currently I'm about to do my master's in biotechnology.
Yeah.
So I really want to focus on vaccine production.
Wow.
I mean, what a time to do such a course.
Yeah, no, crazy. Perfect time, bro.
Yeah,
but what made you even study that? Like, I'm actually curious.
Ever since I was young,
yeah.
You know, my mom, when she gave birth to me, it was really, it was not the best pregnancy.
Yeah.
We actually almost died together.
Wow.
So it was something like the doctors at Kenyatta Hospital, the way they really shughulikiad her and everything. She was like, hey, I hope I do give birth to a doctor.
Yeah.
So it's always been something that she's been saying, ah, we utakuwa daktari, utakuwa daktari. I loved science from the beginning.
Yeah.
Always the best in science and also social studies, but really science was my thing.
Yeah.
So I got a liking into it. And then in 2016, I got a scholarship to go to Cyprus, 50%. Wow. So I was like, okay, why not? You know, no one at that time it was like, my mom is asking me, which course is this that you want to study? So I tell her the name. Today she said, huyu anafanya tu zile vitu za udaktari. So, and then I really got interested in how really humans, you know, from evolution.
Yeah.
How humans are always striving to better themselves. And then it was a time whereby the course was relatively new. It was the second year that the university was offering it. So I thought to myself, I don't want to be there treating people. I want to be behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Daktari akichukua sample yako, anaenda wapi? Anaenda kwa lab. Someone has to look at it and say, uko na hii ama uko na hii.
Yeah.
Further than that, what can we really do when it comes to cancer? You know, it's really rampant in the country. So how can we further ourselves as scientists, as myself, to be able to make a difference? Not the doctor who's going to come and look, already the science is done and they treat you, but really, what can I do to make a difference behind the scenes? You know, sometimes I do tell people and they're like, hey, ikazi ko Kenya, ikazi kweli ko Kenya. I say, bro, Kenya is waking up to the realities. No, we've been talking malaria for so long. Sasa, you're seeing things like HIV vaccines are being trialed here by Kenyan doctors. So it's really possible. You know, when I started it, I was like, where will I work, you know? Because when it comes to things about genetics and molecular biology, we are fairly behind.
Yeah.
Then the whole pandemic came about. Najua? So everyone is asking me, hey, vaccine mzuri nini? Now, you know, my final semester, I did a coursework.
Yeah.
Vaccines and the whole COVID situation.
Yeah.
So kwa mimi, sometimes it really does come like a pat on the back. Sometimes tukiongea COVID vaccines, I'm like, this is my professional opinion.
Yeah.
So it's something. What a time.
To
actually do that course.
But I think, as much as you're a scientist, I think the most important thing is that you're a father. And that's what we're here to talk about today.
Yeah.
So,
Kyan.
Kyan. Mm. Nice. How did you guys find out that you were pregnant?
Yeah, I get. Yeah. So, it was back in 2017, wow. You know? that was like the peak of enjoying at that time for me, because I was barely in the country. It was kind of a long distance relationship, me and Marie, from the beginning. So I come back maybe like 2 months, a year, nini. So I feel like I have to do the most, you know, catch up with my friends. You know, when you go, you come back, things have moved on from where you are.
Yeah.
So when you say you at my cousin's house, and then for like a month, I had been telling, hey, Marie, I think you're pregnant. Because she missed her period. We said, chana hiyo. We took a pregnancy test. It was not, yani, she did it the wrong way. We forgot about it. Then her breast just started becoming sasa puffed up. Yeah. Now it's a house girl asking me, hey, Kwani, what's happening? Is there anything you want to tell us? Nini? So finally, in your sayu, I'm like, okay, sasa, let's go take that test. Kwanza, we bought the cheapest one, I remember. The cheapest one, you know, that one strip.
Yeah.
So she went to the toilet, did her thing. Sasa, we were waiting there. Now, as we're waiting, you know, at that time, I nigongi ati, oh, you know, it can really be a pregnancy or anything.
Yeah.
So when she comes out, alafu, the thing has stayed. We see the two lines. We see the, it's positive.
Yeah.
At first, I'm thinking in my head, what? What do you mean? Ebu, we buy another one. So once we took the, and surprisingly, we still have those pregnancy tests to date.
Yeah.
Yani naangalia nasema, this is where it started. So at that time, I'm like, hey, Marie, you know, we're sitting now there, my cousin is there, we're thinking, what are we going to do?
Yeah.
You know, I'm thinking at that time, I'm 21 years.
Yeah.
So I'm like, am I really ready to be a father? And then also my social circle, it's not like we're thinking of becoming a tisasa to myself. I know no one. I know, and it's me. There is no example. I'm the one now who's going to be the example. Yeah. You know? So I sat down at first, you know, a lot of emotions. Were thinking, hey, when could it have happened? You know, thinking, nini, nini. So she tells me, now I tell her, you know, hey, what do you want to do? You know, you have to ask her, what do you want to do? Because it's her body at the end of the day.
Yeah.
What do you want to do? Hey, she says, she wants to keep it. She's scared. What. So at that moment, I was like, yeah, let's keep it, you know?
Yeah.
Let's keep it. Ni. Then later, when I get to my house and it's me alone thinking, sasa, I start wondering, atabe ya Pampers ni how much? How much is Pampers? A baby size. Where, what will I tell my mom?
Yeah.
What will I tell my family? You know?
Yeah.
Because to them, they're thinking, mtoto wetu anaenda kuwa daktari, you know. I have friends who, if I tell them, yani it was the type of crowd whereby if I say, hey, I'm getting a baby, they're like, hey, what are we supposed to do with you now, you know? So it was really, really, at a point, I'm just thinking, is this what you want to do? Yeah. A lot of emotions, but it is what it is at the end of the day.
So now that you've mentioned your mom and everything, so how did your parents take the news?
So first, I remember.
And how did you even tell them?
First of all, after I found out,
yeah,
I went like on a 2-week bender, whereby hakuna mtu ananiona.
Yeah.
I'm just, yani, I'm with the boys. I'm just, yani, kukunywa sherehe. I don't want to really think about what's happening, you know. So out of mind, out of sight. Yeah. I'm thinking, so I come home, you know. I come home, sasa, after 2 weeks. And mind you, at this time when I'm finding out, next week I'm supposed to go to Cyprus. After this 2-week bender, the next week I'm supposed to go back to Cyprus to school.
Yeah.
So now, I went there. I was like, okay, I'm going to tell my mom what happened. Sindio.
Yeah.
I didn't get the balls to go and do that. I was like, no, let me just see what happens. Let me just go to Cyprus.
Go with the flow.
Yeah, so I'm going with the flow. Sasa, I got to a point, I'm like, I'm asking, buddy, hey, should we look at abortion? You know, those ones, I'm just trying. Hey, she's like, hey, if that's what you want, you know, I can't force a baby on you, you know, all this, we're young at that time. You can imagine that time, she's like 19 at that time.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking to myself, sir, do this. You go to Cyprus. So me and my mom were not even on good terms. Because of about 2 weeks, she's not seeing me. I go back to Cyprus. So Marie, she's alone. The stress is now getting to her. She says, okay, I have to confide in someone.
Yeah.
Now she went to talk to my sister. So she went to talk to my
sister. Older or younger?
Older.
Oh, okay.
She went to talk to my sister. Yeah. She's like, hey, this has happened. Immediately, my sister picked up the phone and called my mom. Wakanza, now from what Marie's telling me, wakanza kuongea Kikuyu. All she was hearing is harara, 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 harara. Hung up the phone and decided, By the way, first of all, there's no baby you're removing. My mom was immediately informed. They're trying to call me in Cyprus.
Yeah.
You can imagine me in Cyprus. I'm looking at my phone. My mom is calling me direct. See what's up? Direct. I say, wow, kimeumana. Something is happening.
Something is wrong.
I left that first call.
Yeah.
Again, another call. So you know what I do? I say, let me first call Marie and find out what's happening.
Yeah.
Why is my mom calling me directly like this?
Yeah.
I call Marie. It's my mom picking the phone.
Yeah.
So she's like, Collins. My heart has just gone down. Like, Collins. Yeah? Said, you unami umshana attempt. I'm like, mom, no. I've not. Hey, I said, mom, I can't talk right now. I just hung up the phone and switched it off. Now they called my roommate. So now they're calling me. My mom is just like, hey, I'm very disappointed, but I don't know. Unambia umshana said, you nini. Hey. It was so much. So after some days, she relaxed.
Yeah.
She came down.
Yeah.
Now we had a conversation. So now she's like, is that why you're acting weird those last 2 weeks you are here? So I'm like, yeah. I told her, hey, mom, I'm scared, you know. This, how am I going to be a dad now? Myself, I need a dad. Ata mimi, mimi ni mtoto. I am the baby.
Yeah.
I need to be the one who's being looked after.
Yeah.
So we had a conversation. She told me, by the way, you know, these things happen.
Yeah.
It isn't really the best thing that could have happened. You're studying right now. So we don't want to really stress you. What we'll do, tumekubali mschana, tumekubali mtoto, I will discuss with your father, alafu you need to give him a call. I never called him. He's the one who called me with the information. And ask here, you know, I never called him. I said, kama nimbaya, nimbaya. Kwenye atakuja hapa kunitafuta.
But they could come though.
Anyway, yeah. That's how they found out now.
Wow.
Mm. Really, it was really, but I feel like not being there, a bit helped. I feel not being there at that moment where she's finding out, a bit did help the situation.
Yeah, you think like if you were around, it would have been a bit more trickier.
Hey, it would have been a bit more trickier, you know. Because now she's thinking, I've invested so much in you. Wewe kwanza 2 weeks haonekani.
Yeah.
Alafu on top of that, unatuletea mtoto. Alafu utuambia unaenda Cyprus immediately. And you're not telling, hey, it would have been a very big thing.
Yeah.
It took time, but eventually.
When you're saying your story, you kept on saying that your mom was saying, unambia mschana toe mtoto. So did you ever consider abortion at one point?
I did.
Yeah.
You know, when I was, now before leaving to go to Cyprus.
Yeah.
So at first it was, yeah, to me, I've accepted and we should keep it. Just as I've said. So when I'm going to Cyprus, I'm like, okay, Mimi, I'm going to Cyprus, Marie.
Yeah.
So if you want to do something about this, when I reach there, I can wire you some funds.
Yeah.
You take care of the situation.
Yeah.
So that's what also made her so emotional, because she's such an emotional person.
Yeah.
You've dropped a bomb and then left.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy.
She needed to, yani, and if she didn't go to my sister, I don't know what would have happened really. Because at that time, even when I've reached Cyprus, I've now started a new bender now in my head. I'm like, no, Apana,
yeah.
I can't deal with this right now.
Wow.
Mm. So I did consider it at a point.
You know, like, and I wouldn't blame you for considering something like that, because when you think about it, when you even have these kind of conversations with other young men, they tell you that's the first thing on their mind. If you ask someone of even my age right now, do you want to have a baby? The guy's saying, I see.
No.
Yo, abortion lazima, you know.
No.
Yeah, so I think it's something that majority men, you know, would consider, man. And you said that she could approach your sister. So how is it you've been able to build a relationship with your girlfriend and family that she could make that step?
Because every time I used to be around when I'm in Kenya, because we've been dating for a very long time.
Yeah. Okay?
So every time I'm home, she used to come, you know, and stay over. So it's someone who they've seen a lot.
Yeah.
Someone who they talk to also. Being also an older sister, she's very protective, you know, of a young brother. You want to know who are you with? And I want to know this person, because this person looks, you're very serious about this person. No. So that's why she felt comfortable. Really, she was scared. She told me she was so scared to go tell her, because it could be one of two things. Either it's good
or bad.
Ama, now what are you like? Are you trying something with my brother? Because a lot of things you can imagine at that time, you know, also telling my friends as well.
Yeah.
Different reactions.
How was it to actually tell all your friends, bro?
Ah, so first people are like, you have to abort.
Yeah.
Someone is saying, you know, as in you have to I make a trap. That one also has to come. Someone has trapped
you. They always say that.
Some of these people I confided with later went and started talking smack behind my back.
Yeah.
He's finished. Sasa Kolo, Sasa, everything Cyprus, Storiake, Meisha. You know, it really hurt me at that time.
Yeah.
But I think those are the things that build you as a person.
Yeah. And when I look at it, there's, you were able to tell your family, which, okay, they told you actually. But how was it that, were you able to tell your, how did your extended family get to know? Because I feel now those are the most judgmental people all situations.
Yeah.
Extended family.
Yeah. Because Sasa, at that time, because I'm very close with my cousins.
Yeah.
So they were telling me what's being said, Uko. Because once my mom found out, it was like a domino effect. Everyone now is finding out. My dad has talked to his man, Nini. So it was kind of out there.
Yeah.
So I talked to my cousins telling me, hey, by the way, hey, some people are not really happy about this. Because, you know, going abroad, wewe unafanya hii course mzuri, Nini. So there are some people who are like, you know, this guy is finished. Mtoto atalea aje, ujama, Nini, yani. There was a lot of doubt. Very little support from the extended family.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they did come around.
Yeah.
Especially my grandma was really, really supportive, saying, "Uni mjuku wake wa kwanza."
Yeah.
She was, you know, she's, for them, for someone like my grandma, kids are blessings.
Yeah, it's true.
So yeah, that, and that's her first grandchild from my mom, Sasa. So it was like, mjuku amefika.
Great grandchild, is it? You're great. The grandchild for your grandma.
Oh, me, I'm the grandchild. Yeah, so it's all the first great grandchild from my mom.
Yeah.
So for her, it was really a blessing.
Yeah. Mm. You know, like, even me, my mom keeps on asking me that.
Mm.
You know, like, Kwanza my shosho, you know, my shosho stays with us.
Mm.
So the number one question is, when are you moving out? And the next one is, mtoto ako wapi?
Mm.
You know, me, I'm like, na bibi ako wapi?
Bibi ako wapi?
I'm like, yo.
Sasa mimi nowadays naulizo, unaongeza mwingine lini? I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Unaongeza mwingine lini?
Yeah.
Unajua, sasa huu ameanza kuwa mkubwa. Kain is now 3 and something.
Wow.
So, like, unaongeza mwingine lini sasa? Now they've really gotten to the idea. You know, at least now I have my own, I'm getting my own funds, so I can really handle my own.
Yeah.
So now it's sasa leta mwingine.
Now I want to ask you something. Is when you have a baby, it's proof that you have sex or you're engaging in activities you shouldn't be engaging in. So were you ever embarrassed about it?
Why do you think I was not even picking up my mom's phone in the first place? I'm thinking, ay, gay. And the way, you know, as our family.
Yeah.
It's not like we discuss these things that is sex and what.
Yeah.
So for me, I was so embarrassed.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, hey, mom, Sasa. My mom is telling me consequences of your actions. I can see her face over the phone call. Yeah. Consequences of your actions, Kolo.
Yeah.
So I was really, I was looking down and she can't see me at that time. She's on the phone.
Yeah.
I was embarrassed. I won't lie.
Yeah. Because I think the parents assume their kids engage in such behaviors, but there's no proof.
Yeah. Assuming, I love proof. Two different things. Two different things.
You know, yeah. So I understand. So from your story, I understand that Marie had to raise the baby without you. So how was that journey?
So I went, when I came back and the pregnancy was now visible.
Yeah.
We went to see their parents. Me, my mom, some of my family went to now talk to Baba Marie and some of his also family there.
Yeah.
So when we were there, we came up with a solution whereby we take Marie in until I finish my university. Whereby my mom will take her in, and she'll live with us in my room, now in my room, as I'm away, and she'll take care of Marie and the baby when the baby is born.
Yeah.
So it was an arrangement that I thank God, you know, not everyone gets into that type of position.
It's true.
So I really thank God that my mom also really stepped, and I owe her a lot, you know. I owe her a lot. She really did step up. She took care of Marie. Marie was staying with us for a while. So now when I came back, Sasa, it was now, people, now there were new stories. Well, when are you, why are you guys with a baby in your mom's house? You know, that was, you know, someone, and I'm hearing, you know, some people, I'm hearing these people are talking behind my back. You know, I heard this guy saying, hey, this guy, I'm saying, why is he staying with his mom? Now, kwa hiyo nyumba kwanza wako wengi. Kwanza wako wengi, you know. So, really, it was, but I feel like everything happens with God's time.
Yeah.
So last year, December, we made the step, me and Maria and Kayan, we did move out.
Wow.
Yeah, now we live in Kilalesho.
Congratulations, though.
Yeah, with Kayan and our nanny.
Wow. No, that's a very big step.
So yeah. Those ones who are asking why I'm staying with my mom, yeah. See, they also ask now, Ama.
Yeah, that's a very big step, man. Congratulations, you know.
Thank you.
And were you around to see her give birth and everything?
No, actually, I remember, you know, it was around, she gave birth around 10 p.m.
Yeah.
This was on Labor Day, 1st of May.
Yeah.
So when I got, I didn't even get the call from her, of course.
Yeah.
It was my sister.
Yeah.
I just saw my WhatsApp blowing up.
Oh, so you're in Cyprus?
I was in Cyprus. So I'm there. We've already decided the name, everything, Nini. Already we could see she was close, Nini. So I was a bit anxious as well. You know, anything, okay, being also a scientist, yeah. I know there are so many bad things that can go, things can go wrong.
Yeah.
The baby can come, Unona, maybe there are issues, maybe they don't both make it.
Yeah.
Nini. So when I got that, I just saw my WhatsApp just going, wah, 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 wah.
Yeah.
So I opened my WhatsApp, I'm just seeing baby pictures, like 20 of them.
Wow.
So I'm opening, I'm seeing, and you know, the baby comes out like a whitish.
Yeah.
So I'm getting the raw pictures that are no filter.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at the pictures, and then she calls me, hey, Kolo, mtoto ametoka.
Yeah.
First question, are they both safe?
Yeah.
Like, yeah, wako safe, the baby is a boy.
Yeah.
Nini, everything is okay. You are now a father.
Father.
So I turned to Curtis, my best friend.
Yeah.
We're living together in Cyprus,
yeah.
Doing the same course. So I tell Curtis, hey, by the way, you know what? I'm now a dad.
Yeah.
He looks at me and says, you are now a real dad, you know? So we're now a real dad. We had some work.
Yeah.
Tukafunga tu vitabu. We just did like a small celebration, just us two.
Yeah.
Because it was a journey. It was a real journey.
Celebration. Mm. Yeah.
So now, yani, just thinking, you're a father, sasa. Sasa si wewe.
Yeah.
Ni wewe na watu wengine. It was really mixed emotions. You're thinking, sasa, what's next, sasa?
Yeah, because that's actually what I was going to ask you. How's that feeling of finding out, wow, I've brought someone into this world. How amazing is it?
It was amazing. Look at the pictures. Yani, I'm zooming. I'm trying to look. Hey, Zimkono's nakaza sistangu. You know, I'm just there. I'm thinking now it's everything that has gone. We did a prayer as well with Curtis.
Yeah.
I really thanked God. But then at the same time, the fear of what is in front. Because the agreement also we had with my mom is you have to, as soon as possible, you have to step up.
Yeah.
You have to step up. Sasa. Ini mzigo yako.
Yeah, it's not our luggage.
No. I've done my best, you know?
Yeah.
And she did her best.
Yeah.
So I had to step up. Hapo ndo nilianza sasa ku Google how to make money online.
Yeah.
Until I came across with sasa Forex.
So it was actually something that was inspired by that situation.
Yeah, that situation.
Wow.
So and then I started looking into it, trying to understand it, finding that it's legit, you know, me and Curtis at that time.
Yeah.
So losing a lot of money also because of, you know, not having enough knowledge. We used to be known as the guys who just, they were nakanga kwa nyumba losing money on their laptops. But anyway.
Yeah, so how's your life changed since you got a baby?
It's changed a lot.
Yeah.
You know, first of all, I came to know who's really my friend,
yeah,
and who is just there for, you know, the good times, Nini. So I really, really understood the foundation of friendship.
Yeah.
And also that not everyone is rooting for you.
Yeah.
You know, people who I thought were my biggest supporters, they went cricket after that whole scenario. You know, people, sasa huwa kona mtoto wanatuambia nini, this guy. So my life really changed, but also in a very positive way,
yeah.
whereby I sat down and I really thought about what I want to do with my life, my direction. And it made me work extremely hard, just also in school as well. School, so I was like, e degree in Lazma Isha, I have to go back, take care of my family.
Yeah.
I have Marie there as well. So Sasa, I also really, one thing I also did respect as well is women. The things that, that whole process was scary. Sazingine, you know, she's been rushed to the hospital, she's bleeding, ama this is this and this. Also, I also realized as much as people don't, kids are expensive. Yani, you need to have a plan.
Mm.
So it also made me have a plan with my life. Tajua, I don't just move aimlessly. What's good for me, I take it. What's bad, I leave it. So it's really changed my life.
Yeah. Now that you've talked about kids being expensive, yeah. Mm. He's three. He's going to school soon. Yeah. Well, if he hasn't started school.
He's in school now.
Yeah, so what's the school situation about?
There's a school called Seedlings Kindergarten, it's Montessori, just next to our house.
Yeah.
He goes there. But when he started, because he's not yet at the age of going to school, so he's kind of in playgroup there. When he started going, first thing I'm thinking is, why are you on a budget your school fees? Sasa, added to already the budget, everything.
Yeah.
You know, but I really liked his progress, especially the school. They're really hands-on. The guy right now, at the age he has, he can count 1 to 30.
Wow.
He can identify letters. He's now coloring properly as well.
Yeah.
So he's really advanced. He's also becoming independent himself. You can see Yanni is not someone you really need to watch him like that. Yeah. And he's very expressive as well.
Yeah.
He's just like his mom. If he doesn't like something, he won't keep quiet. Some daddy, no.
Yeah.
But one thing I do like is just always when I take him to school, you know, like Fridays.
Yeah.
Fridays I usually pick him and his cousins.
Yeah.
I first drop the cousins and then I drop him.
Yeah.
So that whole taking to school, playing their songs, I have their whole playlist. I am a cool dad. Hey, you know, some of these songs. So when I go there and you say, yeah, that's my daddy's car. It's like, I have to work hard. Yeah. I have to work hard. It's like, really joyful.
Bro, like you just even explaining your whole experience, you know, it makes some of us want to be a father, but we're not ready, you know.
Trust, you have to plan yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you've mentioned, he's a lot like his mother in terms of how he expresses himself. How's your relationship been? You know, first of all, how was it to have a long distance relationship in such a city like Nairobi?
What, first of all, thank God for at least we're in the age of WhatsApp, you can video, not those days, Vakutuma letters, what. So we were constantly in communication.
Yeah.
Whereby after class, we had a rule, at least 1 hour a day minimum.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I come from class, we talk, you know, she tells me about her day. I feel like I'm part of some of the decisions she's making there, you know. So it made me feel like we were pamoja, but at the same time, it was so hard, you know, being in university somewhere abroad, and I have to tell these guys, oh, no, by the way, me, I have to go have a call session with my girlfriend. So I'm like, hey, well, what do you mean? You know, what do you mean? The girls are here. What? So it was really, I had to be really a lot of, it's not really hard for me to have self-control because I really did love her. I do love her.
Yeah.
So I always looked forward to coming back. When it was like 1 week for me before I come back to Nairobi. We are talking. I'm thinking what bags I'm buying her. I'm thinking about the way I'm going. Because I was going to land. I always landed like at 5 a.m.
Yeah.
So she always used to fake sleep. Now I know after a lot of years.
Yeah.
She used to fake sleep there. And yeah, when I wake up, I act like I'm tired. Yeah. Come there. And it's a whole. And he's just hugging her. And the first time I came, you know, and the belly was big. Yeah. She picked me from the airport. So I'm getting out of the car. I'm looking. I'm like, what? And she was heavily pregnant.
Yeah.
She had a bodysuit. So she's just there like this. I'm just so scared to touch even. I'm saying, hey, I'm looking. And then the baby starts moving. Look. I'm just like, hey, this is me. This is me. So, yeah, we took a lot of videos of the pregnancy. No, nowadays I watch them.
Yeah.
I'm like, hey, this guy, before Anze Kunitisha sweets every day, this guy was just a quiet guy. Yeah. So I've really documented the progress. It's been really amazing, you know. And our relationship, I think it got strengthened.
Yeah, it grew.
Because we did go through a lot.
Yeah.
You know? As much as going through all these things, she also had other things she's going through.
Yeah.
as well. A lot of rejection, friends, people, mixed feelings, abortion seekers. Wale, me, I have a connect for abortion. Najua maluneza abort. Those type of people, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. What will you do now, this guy? Akona pesa. Akona nyumba. This guy has nothing to offer. So it was really a lot of staying grounded and just looking at the future. Now, you know, look how things did turn out.
Nah, bro, like, honestly, after the kind of conversation we've had today, before the year ends, I have to have one with both of you.
Ah, for sure.
Just to
for sure
hear your both sides of, you know.
Next time even I can come with Kai and hear, it's very expressive. Ah, the guy can even, he can even be there hosting the show.
No, for sure we can let him host, you know.
Yeah.
And you said that you're in love and you're deeply in love. So are you thinking about getting married anytime soon?
For sure.
Now that you're a father.
For sure. Not even now that I'm a father.
Yeah.
Now, I feel like the time is coming.
Yeah.
I already have dates in my head.
Wow.
I'm sure she's going to watch this, so I can't really start diverging. But just know, soon coming. Everything, God's timing, God's I actually
respect that, you know. And even, I've just remembered something now that we've talked. Wanjera came here and actually shared with us how you're part of that young family. Parents group. How does that go, by the way?
It's, you know, I have like people like Wanji. She understands the things that, the struggles that we've gone through to get to where we are. She knows all the judgments, you know. So Yanni, when we do meet and the kids, Yanni, they just play, we just sit down, you know, and think like, what? This is us right now. Rona. At you ever choose it to know, we were just talking about CG what in 2014. Look at us now. Yanni, it's so fast. You know, the kids, Sasa, they what we want to do, they get into relationships as in, as friends, Najua. Her son, my son, Nini. We always, even as we speak this weekend, she's coming to my house.
So now let me ask you, in your group, are there any other young fathers or am I just you?
I don't
know any young fathers. I know hella young mothers, but I don't know any young fathers.
I think for me, mostly it's people who just reach out, kind of, they know my story. So they do reach out. Hey, bro, I've done this. I'm expecting. Wow. But at someone at we've grown up and he's now a young dad. Yeah. I don't really know any, you know? Yeah, because even in these parents groups, I was in one recently. I'm like, I'm only the only dad here.
Yes.
You know? We're only like 20, 25 mothers one dad, you know?
It's crazy.
It's so crazy.
Yeah, it takes two to make a baby.
Yeah, so you can imagine. But they do ask me now I've become kind of like a counselor up in the group.
Uh-huh.
Where it's like, why do guys do this? You know? Why do guys do this? Imagine amefanya hivi kolo. I'm like, you have to look at it from Nini. You know, so it's kind of also a really good space as well.
But maybe you could actually start a podcast for young dads.
maybe or you one day.
Even like just 5 sessions of tips for young dads. Because I think we're also getting to the age where a lot of people will start having babies.
Yeah, it's also, but then right now, it's a very delicate stage whereby there are people who are still doing the same things they used to do. There are people who are getting into businesses. People are getting to jobs now. So it's a very, it's not like when I was 21 and I was having him. Yeah. 21, at 21, there are no, as I told you, there are no people to look at and be like, okay, tuko na huyu.
Yeah.
Right now, sasa niko na Wanji. You see, Wanji's here, we can talk, laugh.
Yeah.
The baby can come. Sasa we think we're play dates. So more and more, I feel like people are also getting to the age.
Yeah. So, bro, as we come to the end of this podcast, I always ask my guests 2 questions. So the first question is, what advice would you give a younger you?
If I was to go back and talk to that guy, I'd tell him, first of all, don't give up.
Yeah.
Don't give up. And don't, as much as you take advice from people, always think for yourself and always focus on bettering yourself. A lot of useless things I was doing back then. So is it now that I'm a dad, I look at it, I'm like, that time, and I wish you said Forex that time, Sasa. You'd be very, very in front now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And the next question is, what advice are you giving an older you?
Wow. No one has ever asked me that. But an older me, first of all, I think he'd be the one advising me. But if I could ask the older me maybe a question, I'd be like, what can I really ask him? I can be like, is this really the path? You know, people do get to 40 and think, oh, I don't want to do this. I wish I could be now, even I go back to you, to Nini, I wish I could be a teacher.
Yeah.
So I'd ask myself, is this really the path that God has chosen for you? You know?
That's actually, Evan has always answered the question in the 20 or so episodes I've done. So hearing another opinion or thought of you of that is really interesting. Do you have anything else for the camera? Do you have any last words?
Not really, but for those who are getting into maybe marriages, or you're a young parent, maybe a young dad or a young mom as well, don't give up. Don't give up. The people will say a lot of things. People will talk behind your back. Life, sometimes you'll feel like you want to bash your head, but don't give up. It's very worth it. When you see that smile every day from that what you created, it's really, really humbling. And you find that life is bigger than yourself. So don't give up. Trust me. It's worth it.
Well, bro, thank you so much for coming and sharing
your
story.
Bro.
I really appreciate it. For those tuning in from home, thank you so much for watching this episode. I hope you've learned a thing or two. And see you next week. Remember, just to kick it is a blessing. Goodbye.